In 1902, Frenchman Georges Méliès made the world's first science fiction feature film, A Trip to the Moon, in which a group of bearded astronauts, dressed in top hats and frock coats, travel to the moon in a rocket shot out of a huge cannon. It marked the beginning of a century's fascination with spaceships. By the time men had landed on the moon only 60 years later, shooting for the stars had become an established part of popular culture, as well as an influence on the world of design. In 1938, Orson Welles's radio cast of H.G. Wells's novel, The War of the Worlds, convinced a nation that the planet was being invaded by aliens. Thereafter, the idea of aliens and UFOs was exploited by Hollywood and in popular novels. Spaceship madness reached its peak in the 1950s, partly driven by the fear that a nuclear war between America and the Soviet Union might mean shifting to another planet. In the 1951 Festival of Britain, which was an attempt to boost public morale after years of wartime rationing, London's riverbank was graced by a huge flying saucer-shaped dome of discovery and a rocket-light Skylon, both lit up at night and looking ready to blast off. To a public still wearing flat caps and tweed, they symbolised a future of exhilarating possibilities. In 1959, Cadillac took streamlining to another level, adding ludicrous rear fins to its cars that resembled rockets, and which skewered a few unwitting pedestrians. The 1960s continued the spaceship excitement, with President Kennedy vowing to place a man on the moon by the end of the decade. In 1961, the spaceship-inspired theme building became the focus of Los Angeles Airport, and the city of Seattle built a Space Needle, capitalising on the public's fascination with space travel. In fashion, André Courrèges presented a space-age collection with models wearing astronaut helmets and clothes made from shiny plastic. You could buy a fiberglass Futuro house in 1965, designed by Finnish architect Matti Suuronen, which looked like a UFO straight out of a comic. Stanley Kubrick's 1968 film, 2001 A Space Odyssey, showed how normal space travel would be in the 21st century. The popularity of injection-moulded plastic for everything from television sets to kettles simply bolstered the decade's addiction to a smooth space-age aesthetic. We might have become blasé about satellites and space stations circling our planet and even drones in our skies, but has the spaceship craze ended? One only has to look at London's Gherkin office tower of 2003 to see an updated version of the Skylon, and to recognise that Apple's smooth circular new headquarters in Cupertino has more than a passing resemblance to Kubrick's spinning space station. It's doubtful that men in top hats will ever land on the moon, but the appeal of the spaceship definitely has a future.